Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As a born-again child of God, we have unlimited access to the greatest, most generous, and giving benefactor ever, access. Now, according to dictionary.com, access is defined as the ability, right, or permission to approach, enter, speak with, admittance. See, God loves us so much that he wants to communicate with us on a regular basis that he's given us instant, direct access 24/7. Access is a privilege attained through obedience and thankfulness. Here are seven ways to access God's power and presence. Number one, through the blood of Jesus. Jesus was crucified, so through the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary's cross, we could have access to the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit.
In Ephesians 2, verse 18, in the New International Version, it says, "For through him we have access to the Father by one Spirit." One other scripture, Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2 in the New International Version says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God."
Hallelujah. Number two, understand the parameters and possibilities of the access we've been given. Many work at businesses where there are varying levels of access to the same computer system. For instance, we have a level for those who enter data. We have another level for those whose job description requires them to create and analyze reports from the data that's been entered. There's another level where certain employees not only have access to data entry and the creation of reports, but they also have the clearance to access all financial records. You must have the proper access to do your job effectively.
And it's Galatians 4, verse 7. Galatians 4, verse 7 in the Message Bible, it says, "Doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that you are not a slave but a child? And if you are a child, and you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance."
Hallelujah. What a great scripture. Number three, we have unlimited access to everything our Heavenly Father has. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
The great news is that as a child of God, we have complete access to everything, including our inheritance.
Matthew 16, verse 19 in the Message Bible says, "And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven."
Hallelujah. You and I, as born-again believers, have complete, as the scripture says, have complete and free access to God's kingdom and keys to open any and every door. We personally recommend that you personalize the scripture and get it deep down in your spirit. I'm not going to do it all, but just the first phrase of it. And that's not all. Randy will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door. And that's not all. Maya will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door. Hallelujah. See, with that access comes God's blessing flow and power over every attack of the enemy.
Matthew 16, verse 19 in the New American Standard Bible says it this way: I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Hallelujah. Number four, live in continual thanksgiving for the unlimited access that we received as a result of our obedience and faithfulness.
1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 through 6. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 6 in the Message Bible says, every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge.
Having access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is not something to be taken lightly or for granted. We should be continually thanking God for all he's done and is doing for us.
Psalm 35, verse 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, and my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long.
Number five, with unlimited access to the throne room of God, we're never alone.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4, 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 7 and 8 in the Message Bible says, you already have all you need. You already have more access to God than you can handle. Without bringing either Apollos or me into it, you're sitting on top of the world, at least God's world, and we're right there sitting alongside you.
One of our favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 31:6, 31:6 in the Living Bible Translation.
The New Living Bible Translation says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you.
That ought to make you shout, that scripture. God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Hear this, though. God will sometimes put a Goliath in your life so that you can find the David within you. Hallelujah. Think about that.
That's powerful, honey. Psalm 139, verse 5 in the Message Bible says, you know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Hallelujah and praise God for access.
Amen. Number six, if we fail to appreciate the access we've been given, we may find we no longer have it.
Wow. Ezekiel 44, verses 13 and 14. Ezekiel 44, 13 and 14 in the Message Bible. You're fired from the priesthood. No longer will they come into my presence and take care of my holy things. No more access to the holy place. They'll have to live with whatever they've done, carry the shame of their vile and obscene lives. From now on, their job is to sweep up and run errands. That's it.
Praising God for our access to Him is a choice. If we make the wrong choice, then we will suffer the consequences.
Deuteronomy 48, verses 47 and 48. Deuteronomy 48, verses 47 and 48 in the New Living Translation says, if you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. Oh, to not take his loving kindness for granted.
You're right. You're absolutely right, baby. Number seven, you need to understand how to gain favorite access.
Proverbs 18, verse 16 in the New Living Translation promises, giving a gift could open doors. It gives access to important people. It's interesting, in the New Living Translation of the Hebrew text, it seems to almost give it a more accurate translation than the King James Version. It says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men.
Many leaders in ministry mistakenly teach that the gift referred to in Proverbs 18:16 is our natural abilities, what they perceive to be talent. Now that sounds nice, but it's not what the Bible is saying and what the word gift means. And we've taught this, but we felt impressed to include it in today's call. See, according to Strong's Concordance, the word gift is the Hebrew word matan, M-A-T-T-A-N, and it's H-4976. And it means gifts, offerings, presents. The word matan appears five times, well, in five verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible. And in each instance, it's referring to a monetary gift. At your convenience, we recommend that you read Genesis 34:12, Numbers 18:11, Proverbs 19:6, Proverbs 21:14, and of course, Proverbs 18:16. It's clear the scripture is talking about a gift of financial value. The scripture is also clear that a financial gift will bring you before important and eminent people.
The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 18, verse 16 says, a gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people.
Hallelujah. That's true. And you know, if you want more access and more importantly, favored access, you bring a gift. And see, some people have trouble recognizing this, honey. But, you know, when they went to the temple, they always took a gift. Went to see the king, you took a gift. And up until probably 20 years ago, if you went to visit another family, you always took them a gift. Now, there's one more thing to remember. The devil, the enemy of your destiny, cannot stop God from answering your prayers. But he can stop you from praying those prayers, unless we refuse to let him. Access is important, but access will not do anything unless we take advantage of it. And that's what we have to do.
Access allows us to have relationship, and that's everything in the kingdom of God. Our relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And that access is exactly what the enemy doesn't want you to have. But praise God, you have unlimited access to your Heavenly Father.
Yes,
amen. Go to HaroldHerring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow seed, just ask God what seed did he have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.